Chapter 6, Part 1, Weary Wanderers. Having left Greta's family, along with the precious silver bracelet, Sherita plodded on, taking no notice of the girl coming down the trail.
Sherita?
Desiree!
Sherita was stunned. Are you okay?
Turn around now, advised Desiree. You'll never reach the top. There is no guide, no assurance. Just trouble and misery.
She continued her trudge downward.
No guide? Thought Sherita. But I do have a guide, I think. Though I haven't heard or seen the dove for days. Maybe I don't.
Eternal One, I need you! She shouted.
Up to this point in his journey, Eldar had become keenly aware of the cool breeze. He relied heavily upon it to guide him through hazardous territory and keep him alert to deceivers, but now he was suffering extreme exhaustion, having just scaled up a nearly vertical rock wall to escape the rushing water that was barreling toward him. A waterfall from above had dislodged giant boulders, causing it to widen, demolishing all objects in its pathway. Hungry, thirsty, and alone, he collapsed at the top of the rock wall, glaring at the overwhelming destruction below. Crawling a safe distance away, he blacked out.
"Wake up, lad. It ain't safe for you here."
The old man shook Eldar until he roused him. He helped him into his cart, gave him water and fruit, and then urged his mules on. Sherita could see only a few feet ahead as a heavy fog set in. She had stopped thinking. She had become a machine, programmed to step, step, step until it ceased to function. Silently, descending through the fog, a dove alighted on her shoulder, startling her from her stupor. Her mind became alert to the sound of approaching wheels. Turning around, the familiar faces of two mules materialized through the fog. Barlow had to lift Sherita's feeble body into the cart. She paid no attention to the sleeping figure beside her. She instantly fell into the same deep slumber.